We're doing the Miri's work on Jewish history, Seder Kabbalah. We're up to the Hasmonean kings. We've been discussing the period of the Second Temple. And the Miri continues and says, Malchei HaShmonaim, we're going to talk about the Hasmonean kings, Matityahu, Yehuda, Yonatan, Shimon, Hurkanus, and Aristovdus. So he says, Ulusof Kufain Dalet Shanat, the end of 174 years, Shehi Sof Reishu Dalet Labinyan. That's at the end of 214 from the beginning of the building of the temple. Marad Matityahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. So then Matityahu, the son of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, and here there's a discussion among the commentaries, who was the Kohen Gadol? Yochanan the father or Matityahu the son? But at any rate, he led a rebellion. Ve'u nikra Chashmonai, and he was known as Chashmonai and his sons. He doesn't explain at this point. Antiochus Melech Yavan. He rebelled against Antiochus, the Greek king. Ve'amadu banav al hamune shelo. They stood against the governor who was representing the Greek king. Ve'argu ve'argu l'chol chelo be'ezer haromim. They killed the governor and his whole army with the assistance of the Romans. He gives us another insight as to what happened in Hanukkah time. Ve'amdu haromim imahem b'ne'emanut chafav shana. And they made a peace treaty with the Romans, and the Romans helped them for 26 years. And after that, nishtabdu ben. Then the Romans took control of them, meaning they used their assistance in order to overthrow the Greeks. And then the Romans put them to work. That's what he says. Yeah, isn't that interesting? 26 years. Doesn't go with the Rambam. So the Hasmonean kingdom lasted 103 years, including those 26 years. And there were many kings from the Hasmoneans. Chashmonai, the first was the one known as Chashmonai, v'umatityahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol, shemalach shana achat, Matityahu ruled for all of 1 year. V'acharav Yehuda b'no, and then his son Yehuda, shemalach vav shanim, he was king for 6 years. V'acharav Yonatan achiv shel Yehuda sheshanim, and then his brother Jonathan, Yonasan, was king for 6 years. V'acharav Shimon achiv yudzayin shanim, and then the brother Shimon for 17 years. This doesn't go with Miguel's Chashmonai. In different versions it says that Shimon was killed during the war. But okay, he is not saying that. V'acharav Yochanan b'no, and then his son Yochanan, v'o nikra Hurkanus. Yochanan was also given the name Hurkanus, which we encounter in the Talmud. Lamed Aleph Shanim, he was king for 31 years. V'acharav Aristovlus b'no shnei shanim, and then his son Aristovlus for 2 years. V'kitzat nusrod matzati shana achat. And in different versions I found that he was king for 1 year. So here we've covered the Hasmonean kingdom. And then we're going to move on to Yanai, who's going to be king. The murderous Yanai, who killed out all the rabbis. And we'll pick up with him, Be'ezrat Hashem, tomorrow.